Good afternoon. Welcome to Milwaukee Mennonite Church, where all people have a place at the table, regardless of gender, race, sexual orientation, age, or anything else that sometimes divides us into groups instead of joining us together as children of God. All right, if you can join me in the call to worship printed in your bulletins. The Spirit of God is upon us. God has anointed us. God has called us to comfort those who mourn.
To give them flowers instead of ashes, oil of gladness instead of tears, joy as praise instead of pain, salt and spirit.
God has anointed us. Those who are sad will be called oaks of justice, planted by God.
To honor God, to rebuild what has been destroyed, to rebuild what has been
God has anointed us. Join me in the confession printed in your bulletin. Forgive me my sins, O Lord. Forgive me the sins of my youth and the sins of my age, the sins of my soul and the sins of my body, my secret and my whispering sins, the sins I have done to please myself and the sins I have done to please others. Forgive those sins which I know and the sins which I do not know. Forgive them, Lord. Hear these words of assurance. May God, who is almighty and merciful, forgive our sins, heal our diseases, and bring us to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. The offering basket is over to my left on the chairs there, and this next song is our offering song, so you can feel free to bring anything up during the song. Turn to Sing the Journey, number 4.
Sing the Journey 4. Let's stand for the song.
This is the time in our service where we rise and greet each other with the peace of Christ. Due to the new configuration of seats, this is sometimes a bit precarious, so I've had a suggestion of maybe doing this, what was the style, Jessica?
Square dance.
Square dance style. So if you can manage that, I would love to see it.
Psalm 29. Ascribe to the Lord, you heavenly beings. Ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due his name. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord thunders over the mighty waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is majestic. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks in pieces the cedars of Lebanon. He makes Lebanon leap like a calf, Sirion like a young wild ox. The voice of the Lord strikes with flashes of lightning. The voice of the Lord shakes the desert. The Lord shakes the desert of Kadesh. The voice of the Lord twists the oaks and strips the forest bare. And in his temple, all cry, glory. The Lord sits enthroned over the flood. The Lord is enthroned as king forever. The Lord gives strength to his people. The Lord blesses his people with peace.
From Luke. When all the people were being baptized, Jesus was baptized too. And as he was praying, heaven was opened, and the Holy Spirit descended on him in bodily form like a dove. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my son, whom I love. With you I am well pleased." From Acts. And now, what are you waiting for? Get up, be baptized, and wash your sins away, calling on his name.
The children would come forward. We'll have a little children's time.
I'm missing my donut eater. I saw pictures of our 2-year-old eating donuts yesterday. Has anyone seen Please, Mr. Panda before? You've seen the cover. Has anyone had to say please before? Has anyone forgotten to say please before? Okay. We are going to read this together. And there are a few people who might have to read things in their seats while we're reading. But that's okay. Because sometimes they can't see the book all the way up here. Mr. Panda, please. Please, Mr. Panda. Would you like a donut? Give me the pink one. The little penguin said that. No. You cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would you like a donut? I want the blue one and the yellow one. No, you cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would you like a donut? No, go away. Would you like a donut? I want them all. Then go bring me some more. No, you cannot have a donut. I have changed my mind. Would anyone else like a donut? Would you like a donut, Micah? If I had a donut, would you take a donut? I'm kind of hungry for a donut. Hello. Is this little lemur down here? Hello. May I have a donut? The panda's thinking. Please, Mr. Panda? What do you think? Is that going to do it? You can have them all.
Thank you very much. I love donuts.
Look, puts them on his tail.
You're welcome,
says the panda. I don't like donuts.
I love donuts.
Now, what changed? Why did the lemur get the donuts? Yeah. He said, please. He was nice about it. Now, we all have had instances where we've heard the word please, and it might not have sounded right. Sometimes when we're asking for stuff and we're impatient, I hear, please, 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 please. And there's usually lots of jumping when that happens. Have you ever done please that way? And sometimes when I hear please, I hear please. And there's a long sigh. I'm sure none of you have said please that way. So I had given some letters to some people in the audience today before church started, and I said to them, please open this letter at the start of children's time. And I didn't say it verbally, I just wrote it out. Please do this. Would that be hard to follow if you don't know how I'm saying please? Would you take me seriously when I said it that way? Well, I'm hoping that the people that I gave the letters to earlier took me seriously, because I asked a very, very big please. So if you guys are willing to stay for just a few extra minutes after children's time with your parents, you're going to see whether or not they listened, okay? All right, thank you for your time. You can go back. So this seems really tall. You're too tall. So before service, I asked these three brave people to do me a huge favor. Some of you know this, some of you don't. But I had not yet been baptized into the Mennonite Church. And so I've asked these three people if they would do that for me today.
You can say a big
wow. And also a very big please. And
we'll do it.
While we do that, let's turn to 775 in the back of the hymnal.
All right, we'll start off with some questions here. Sarah, do you renounce the evil powers of this world and turn to Jesus Christ as your Savior? Do you put your trust in His grace and love and promise to obey Him as your Lord?
I do.
Do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth? In Jesus Christ, God's Son, our Lord, and in the Holy Spirit, the giver of life.
I do.
Do you accept the word of God as guide and authority for your life?
I do.
Are you willing to give and receive counsel in the congregation?
I am.
Are you ready to participate in the mission of the church?
I am.
Sarah? In the name of Christ and the Church, I give you my hand and bid you to rise and walk in the newness of life by the same power that raised Christ from the dead. As long as you abide in His word, you are Christ's disciple indeed and shall be acknowledged as a sister in the Church.
Let's pray. O God, you brooded over the water at creation. Be present now at this baptism, a symbol of re-creation. You love all you have made and desire their salvation. By your Spirit, you have drawn these people to Christ, this special person to Christ. In baptism, seal your mercy's work in her life. Let it lead her to the secret of the cross. Be crucified with Christ so Christ may rise to life in her. Bring her into the companionship of your church. Set her on the way. Draw her deep into your love. Give her the joy of salvation. For the sake of your Son. Amen.
Let's turn to hymnal worship book number 516. And we'll sing the first four verses.
Please pray with me. God, thank you for bravery, and thank you for the right pleas. Amen. I'm going to try not to drip on things. So as I mentioned, I had to ask a very big please to this group. And I literally handed them envelopes before service to say, that said on the outside, open at the start of children's time. That's all it said. So they are very brave, and thank them, and make sure that you give them a lot of support and praise for the work they did today. I've been thinking about doing this for a while, and some people might ask why I brought this element of drama to baptism today. And if you look at the scripture that we have today, there's a reason And coming out of Advent and Epiphany, we've had all this wonderfulness. And we're given the scene today in Luke that was read where Jesus gets baptized. And I have been thinking about this. I've been pondering this. I've been in counsel with people at church, although they didn't know why I was asking them the questions I was asking them. And last week, there was a moment of panic because I talked to a few of the people who I wanted to be part of this without letting them know what was going on. And I was like, are you going to be here next week? Are you sure you're going to be here next week? And I had one person say, yeah, I'm in childcare next week. Crap. And I had another person, yeah, but I'm going to be driving back from Friedenswald. I might be a little tired. Okay. Yeah, I'm going to be playing piano that day. Okay. So there were a lot of other people who are sitting out there who may have wondered, wow, she really wants to make sure I'm in church next week. And for those of you who are wondering that and who didn't have to come up here, you might be very glad. But if not, do know that there was a lot that went into the reimagining part of this for me. The note I gave them also said, in addition to open at the start of children's time, one of the verse instructions was, you have a moment to panic, approximately 5 minutes to panic, while I do children's time. Because I had a feeling that they were opening up their envelopes and then immediately thought, is she kidding me? But be well aware that you are in good hands in this community because it did not take them long to know we have resources for this. We don't have to start from scratch, and we can remember the other wonderful people who've been baptized in this community as touchstones to start from. So today we heard and saw in our own mind's eye Jesus' baptism in the scripture. But we only got the one little bit, and it was buried in with the beginning of church. So I do want to read it again from Luke. And my version's a little different. The version we heard this earlier today is the title of the sermon that ends with the word of God coming and saying, with you I am well pleased. From this version, Luke 21. When all the people were baptized, Jesus also came to be baptized. And while Jesus was praying, the skies opened up, and the Holy Spirit descended on the Anointed One in visible form like a dove. And a voice from heaven said, you are my own, my beloved. On you my favor rests. I like the idea of having rest. It's a little bit more relaxing than hearing, with you I am well pleased. Because as you heard in the children's story, that word can sound different depending on how it's said. And the challenge can be heard, depending on how it's said, with you I am well pleased? ? Like, now the work really begins. Luke is interesting in that this is one time, and the Gospels differ here a bit, but in Luke, we have all three parts of the Trinity present. That is not true across all of the Gospels, but in this one, we do have the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit represented, which is a nice combination when you're looking for reasons to bring the story together. But I did have to say that I looked at a few of the other things that are along the lines, and I enjoyed different parts of each of the Gospels in this story. From Mark, we have an interesting version of this because at the end of the baptism, immediately Jesus goes into the wilderness. And I can tell you, after experiencing this, running to the woods sounds great right now. I get that. I'm feeling that moment of flight right now. In John, we have the dove, but there isn't the voice of God. Instead, we have John the Baptist quoting what God has said, which is interesting. And in Matthew, you have what is perhaps my favorite scene, which
in which you see John the Baptist and Jesus basically fighting over who is supposed to be baptizing whom at this moment in time. I didn't see any of my people questioning whether or not they were the ones being baptized today. So I think that that is an interesting diagnostic of the relationship that you see there between John the Baptist and Jesus. You kind of have to wonder, no, you get baptized first. No, you get baptized first. No, you. How does that end? Well, who says please first? No, please. You let me baptize. You please let me go first. No, you go. Please. It's this ongoing thing that only close comrades would have had that discussion. When you look at this moment where Jesus has, in some ways, finished the task, making sure that everyone knows, I am the Son of God, versus some of the other versions of the story, you understand why Jesus was so insistent to John the Baptist. But you do have to question why John questioned that at that moment in time. He did it, but in the version that we have from Matthew, he does it very begrudgingly. Like, okay, I'll baptize you. Thankfully, again, none of my comrades today balked at the idea of helping out. They answered the big please. I also have to think about what the other people around these stories saw on the edge. There was an audience in all of these versions. There are other people around. And those individuals did not yet acknowledge Jesus as Jesus. This was the moment. The skies tore open. The voice of God appears. We do not get the voice of God a whole lot in the New Testament. It's really important. Don't overlook the idea that in all four stories, whether directly or quoted, we actually get what are supposed to be, and as we are told, the actual words of God. And yet in that moment, you still have John the Baptist saying, really? I have to do this job. You need me to baptize your son. What were those onlookers thinking? Surely there was someone in the crowd going, how many signs do you have to see to know that you are doing what you're supposed to be doing? There also had to be someone thinking, are they really having a water fight and are there birds landing on them? I just try to think of what that visually looked like to the onlookers at the time. Yet here we are, and this is our base. This is where we are supposed to, as individuals, tear away from our past, our doubts, our questions, and we are supposed to follow a new way, a new path into this new community through this act. That leads me to this community. I have to admit, I have been waiting to be right with you all. I have been waiting a really long time to feel right with the community. It has been a long time for me. For those of you who've been around with me since we started this interesting community building path, I wasn't so sure that I wanted to join a church where the sense of community and obligation to rightness was going to be part of it. When you're in a group that's this small and you go through troubles and trials and tribulations and celebrations and questions, you're not always going to be right with everyone all the time. And I had to get past that. I had to be okay with there being questions and doubts and struggle and work to be right. And of course, the larger problem was I had to be right with myself. I had to get to that point where believer's baptism wasn't just something printed in a book that I had witnessed in my life. I had been dragging my feet on this. I had been pretty sure I wanted to do this for a few months, and it's not been an easy trek. And I had committed to myself that when the new worship schedule came out, I was signing up for the first available week, no matter what the topic was. Very dangerous. And in this case, it worked out okay. But the voice of God hadn't really come to me yet this week as I was panicking a little and making sure the pieces were in place. And I was like, I don't know if I'm going to be able to do this. I had told Aaron ahead of time as a worship leader because I felt that was just too cruel not to have told her. And she was like, okay. She's very helpful, very thoughtful. And she was like, I might need to bring a pitcher. I'm like, pitcher would be good. She came in earlier today, and we were setting up. She's like, do I need to put water in it? And I'm like, probably. So where was the voice of God in all of this? And I have to say that the psalm that we were given this week tells us again of the voice of God. And often when you get worship material, you'll look at the psalm or you'll look at one of the readings and you'll be like, oh, this just is not working. And I was really lucky with Psalm 29 because it gives us a very broad spectrum of the voice of God and what the voice of God can do. It resounds over the water. It thunders over the raging seas. God's voice is powerful. God's voice is full of majesty. The voice of God shapes cedars, shatters them, can rebuild them, can make people skip, and make a young wild ox. The voice of God strikes with bolts of lightning. I didn't see any lightning this week. The voice of God shakes the wilderness. I did want to run for the trees. The voice of God twists the oak trees and strips the forest bare. In God's temple, we cry out, glory. Be blessed with the people who hear the voice of God. This group has provided that to me over the past few months as I've been working through some things. A couple of highlights, I won't go into all of them, but Mark reminded us a few weeks ago a better way of forgiveness. He described to us the visual difference of how the Amish community talks about forgiveness, how to dust it off, that's God's task. That was a really big moment for me because I was not being able to forgive a few of the things that were sticking in my craw about being right with the community. Even further back, when Matthew was kind enough to preach on the cloud of witnesses, and for once in my life when I heard that, I had to ask myself, am I in the cloud witnessing, or do I need to witness and look at the cloud? It was an important moment. We also had the other Sarah speak, and when she gave her first sermon here, the song that she chose spoke of the wideness of God's mercy and that it is not upon us to try to limit what that mercy looks like. And I will tell you that one of the final steps for me came during Advent this year when I got to hear a re-envisioning of Advent from Peter and Rachel, and they reminded us that we can't just be the Scrooge in the corner volunteering because we know we're supposed to be there. That's not what we're called to be doing. That was just over the last few months. This group, as it is today, is not the group that I started this journey with. Even here in Milwaukee, people have come and gone. There was a moment about 10 years ago, I was really ready to be baptized into that group, and some people left, and I got mad. And I said, I am not going to be baptized without those people here. I was limiting God's mercy to a geographical point in time that is not faithful. So then it comes to today, and I had to ask a really big please, and I wasn't sure how it was going to go. But I will say that in the end, I think I will now be allowed to rest.
Okay, let's turn to sing the journey number 79. We'll sing all six verses.
I guess we're taking suggestions of celebratory songs, and I think Rebecca is sending an SOS in there, so go give her some help. Children might have taken over. If you could join me in prayer. Lord, we lift up to you these joys and sorrows that have been shared today. We lift up the concerns that we carry in our hearts but have not found the words to speak out loud. We ask that you comfort us in our brokenness, heal our afflictions, and guide us as we walk the path of peace in your name. Amen.
Sing to Journey 77. Let's stand for the song, and we'll sing it through twice.
Thank you. peace of the earth be with you, the peace of the heavens too. The peace of the rivers be with you, the peace of the oceans too.
Go ahead and give our benediction before. This is a traditional Irish blessing. May the road rise up to meet you. May the wind be always at your back. May the sun shine warm upon your face. The rains fall soft upon your fields. And until we meet again, may God hold you in the palm of his hand.
606, or translated to the blue book, 118.
Praise God from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God, all creatures here below. Praise God above. Praise God above. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise God above. Praise God above. Praise God above, ye heavenly hosts. Praise Father, Son.